No, nothing, nothing. No. It's nothing, baby. It really isn't. I'm just anxious. Yeah. I know it's stupid to be anxious, but I'm just so anxious. I know. I'm not saying everything will be fine, but it doesn't feel like it will be. Just worried. I know. I know worrying isn't going to change anything or make anything better. Just worried, though. Yeah. It's funny hearing my own advice thrown back in my face. Yeah, you're right. No, there's nothing really that, you know, can be done. Which I know, but why am I worrying? It's just, I can't help it. I can't help it. Yeah. No, I did. I did everything I could. I did everything I could. Now it's just like, we'll see. We'll see. I know I should be positive. I should be like, think of the best case scenario. But it's hard, you know? I hate when I get in my head. I just think of the worst possible situation and just like the worst way everything could turn out. When I should be positive and think of like all the great and all the best and how it could actually be amazing and everything could be totally fine and it's just, I don't know. I hate when I get in my head. I know you're the same way. I appreciate it. You do help a lot. You do make it better. I know you don't think you do, but you do. You really do. You just being here and talking to me and just being close. That really does help. It makes it feel like a little less lonely and a little less scary. I know I'm allowed to be vulnerable and afraid and all those things, but I don't want to be, you know. I always feel like I need to be the strong one for you. Like the brave one. I know. Sometimes I just should let myself be vulnerable. And I'm doing that, aren't I? I'm opening up and telling you. I keep saying everything's fine and yes, 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 you to death. But I'm telling you that I'm not a wreck. I'm just a little bit of a mess. I know. I love you too. I appreciate it. More than you know. So much more than you know. I know, we find out tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. I just want to find out now, you know, I want to find out already. I just want to, like, be like, yes, is it, I got in, or no, it's not going to happen. I just want to, like, find out already and just be, like, done and not stressed about it anymore, but. I know. I mean, I tried, at the end of the day, I tried my hardest. I did everything I could. I did my best. I truly, truly, truly did my best. That's all I could do. And if it wasn't good enough, then I guess there's always next time. It just feels hard to think that there's going to be like a next time and I can like, you know, try again. Like sometimes opportunities just like come once in a lifetime and I feel like it's like, this is one of those opportunities that it's like now or never. I know that's not true, but it just, that's how it feels for me. Yeah, I mean, opportunities come for us for your life. I just need to, like, not hyper-focus on this one. Yeah, I know. I guess if I was, like, a 10 before, I am a 5 now. Yeah, like 5.5. No, it's a solid 5. I mean that. You are helping. You are. You're just being beside me. It's just making me feel better. Just making me feel like more whole. You know, you're keeping all my pieces together, so I don't just fall apart. Exactly. Just like Post Malone said. I just wanted to be tomorrow already. Yeah, I get that's not how days or time works, but that's just how, what I want. I just want to, like, flip a switch, and then it's not today, and it's already tomorrow, and I could just know. I could just know. If I don't hear back tomorrow, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go absolutely insane. I think waiting is, like, the worst thing in the world. What was that thing that happened? It was like, I don't know if it was David Blaine or someone said it was like we were passengers of time. I totally understand that now. I totally get it. We were 1,000% passengers of time. I don't love it. I'd love to be in the driver's seat of time. A time traveler, if you would. Yeah, I guess it would be cheating. Just to know how everything turns out. Be great, though. I guess it would take a little bit of the fun out of everything. Just a little bit, though. Yeah, or it could be like Back to the Future. Pull a Biff. Just keep... figure out all the scores for all the big games. Make wild predictions and make a lot of money. I don't think money is everything. That's not the answer to all the problems. Yeah. Doing something that makes you feel happy. Or you feel rewarded. Doing something rewarding. Something that you feel is meaningful. I think that's what matters. And this feels meaningful. That's why I think I'm so, like, bent out of shape about it. Because this feels meaningful to me. Yeah. I know you get it. I know you do. I love you to death for getting it. I'm sorry I'm such a mess tonight. I promise I'll be way better tomorrow. 100,000,000%. I swear. Okay? I know. But okay, if I'm not, I'll tell you. But I hope I am. I love you too.